What were you given to play with as a child, and did you form a long-lasting partnership like in the movie Toy Story?
And as the years go by, a friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Can you remember what was put in front of you or what you were guided towards? Would you give the same toys to the children in your life now? Well, toy giant Lego has announced today on the UN International Day of the Girl that it will work to remove gender bias from its marketing and products. With more, Dr. Marilyn Metta is a senior lecturer in anthropology and sociology at Curtin University. She also works with the Centre for Human Rights Education. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you for having me.
How significant is this announcement by Lego?
Look, I think Lego, as this amazing global brand, it is significant in terms of, I guess, as a campaign that's actually responding in many ways to the changes that have already been happening in the society. I think it's going to have a huge impact and influence on other toy brands in the industry as a whole. And I think setting a really great example in terms of what we can do to address gender inequality in general.
When you're a big company like Lego, how difficult is it to make this issue front of mind, particularly when it's trying to break from its traditional roots, which have previously reinforced some gender stereotypes?
Yeah, look, I think, the bottom line is that we don't need any more girl toys. We just need more healthy toys that are for all kids. So I think what they're trying to tackle is courageous in many ways, but I think they're also really responding to a cultural shift that's happening globally around. I think it's just catching up to the kind of change that we're seeing already and making it perhaps easier for parents and educators who are already trying really hard to try and be very creative around the toy choices that are not gendered. So I think they... I think it's fantastic that they're doing that, but I think they're also responding to a lot of cultural change that's already happening.
What sway does Lego's decision have on the rest of the industry?
Look, I think it's setting up a really clear example, and I think the responses, that are already appearing in the industry and consumers, I think sending a message to other brands that this is... we're living in a very consumer sort of driven society, and consumers are asking for something quite different from what's been offered. We do live in a very gendered world, but that's very much changing. And there's a lot of impact on gendered toys in the industry.
Lego's decision was prompted by a global survey conducted by the Gina Davis Institute of Gender in Media. How much of this decision is based around these findings and wanting to make genuine change as opposed to employing a clever marketing strategy?
Yeah, look, I think we know, from lots of research out there that toys are really important interactions that children have from the very early stages, Playing with toys are the tools of early learning, and it's the entry that children have into the world around them. So the range of toys and the choices are important because they can either open up or close off what children see as possible interests and activities for themselves, and also how they start to rule things out for themselves. So I think that has a huge impact in and we know that by the time they get to late primary school age, children have already very set and clear ideas about the jobs that are available and suitable for boys and girls. And these ideas, once they set in, are quite difficult to shake later on.
They really are. The survey found 71% of boys reportedly worry about being made fun of about the toys that they play with, a view often reflected by parents. Yet for girls, only 42% reported that they're worried about this. Why do you think there's such a difference?
I think it goes back to how, boys are socialized into being boys, I go back to Tim Winton's, he talks about the toxic masculinity in Australia and how that's shackling boys and how tenderness is being shamed out of boys and men. And I think with very gendered toys right from the beginning, they're designed to socialize boys in very narrow scope of being in the world. So, you know, and what that means is boys don't get the same kind of opportunity to develop the kinds of emotional language, expression that are really crucial to just healthy human interactions and well-being. So I think boys do have a harder time when they do venture out of what's the norm, and they cop a lot of it out of it. So it's not surprising, those statistics.
What does this show about how our society is changing? Is it likely to be reversing the negative effects associated with gender bias at this age?
Look, I think it's promising. I think that it is a trend that is shifting, just in terms of how we interact with young people, and how the, you know, parents and educators, lots of people are doing very creative ways to try and break some of this very restrictive and constraining gender norms. And I think that's really playing out in terms of choices around toys and clothing. And I think you can't argue with the fact that majority of people want to raise children, boys, girls, or gender diverse young people to not limit the way they can, you know, navigate around the world. And I think toys have a huge impact to play, because those are, you know, the toys are such a big part of children's life. And, you know, Lego being a brand, I think, you know, I did a quick research on children around the world globally play with Lego for 5 billion hours a year. So that's a huge amount of time interacting. And I think that messaging that Lego is doing with this campaign, I think I'm very hopeful that it will, you know, sort of work towards everything that we've been trying to do in terms of creating a world that's less rigid around what children can play with and how they can, the kind of skills they can develop.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Dr. Marilyn Mehta is a senior lecturer in anthropology and sociology at Curtin University. This is RN Drive.